The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, May 18th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a quality, not quantity day when it comes to Major League Baseball. There's six games overall. There are quite a few that caught my eye today, including first one on the board for a game of the night, even though it should maybe be an early afternoon day of the, the game of the day, I should say. But the LA Angels visiting the Baltimore Orioles. Early matchup, 12:35 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch here. Currently, the Orioles are listed as a minus 150 home favorite, with the LA Angels a plus 135 road dog, and the total in this game is 9. Now, going to this matchup, this is the fourth and final game of this four-game series. The Orioles are 2-1 so far through three games. The Angels, who are 22-22 back at .500, they won the opener 9-5. That was the Ohtani game where he pitched and hit a home run. They cashed that game as a minus 115 home road favorite. But then the Orioles, who are 28-15, bounced back with two straight wins. They won 7-3. As minus 150 favorites on Tuesday, and then won again yesterday for Josh's Sweats, 3-1 on Wednesday as a minus 155 home favorite. The way these teams are trending, the O's now 6-2 over their last eight games. Meanwhile, the Angels are only 3-8 over their last 11. So the pitching matchup today for the early afternoon series finale, we have the Angels going with lefty Tyler Anderson, who they gave a free agent deal to over the offseason from the LA Dodgers. And on the year, Anderson is 1-0 with a 5.26 ERA. Meanwhile, Baltimore going with righty Tyler Wells, who's 3-1 with a 2.68 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, I'm going with the O's. We've seen a sharp move here toward Baltimore. Baltimore actually opened as low as a minus 135 home favorite. And we've seen the Orioles now get steamed up to minus 150. I see a couple shops maybe even creeping beyond minus 150. So it's always notable to me, you know, as soon as you get these lines to open, the overnight number, and then that's when I write the sharp report, which you can find every morning in the VSiN.com website and the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. But the overnight line, I write the sharp report, I wake up, is the line continuing to go in favor of the team I wrote about? Yes, it is, with Baltimore here continuing to rise in favor of the O's. So that tells me consistent sharp action here with Baltimore. The Orioles are getting 72% of bets, but 88% of the money. Basically a heavy combination of both pro and Joe support. And remember, you know, average Joes, they're betting typically based on gut instinct and bias, probably taking the Orioles because they got a good record here. Whereas wise guys look at it differently. They look at games in terms of value and the price of the number, kind of compared to basically their projections, what they have the game priced at. So maybe opening minus 135, they said, hey, we have the O's closer to minus 150. We better hit that thing early, not because the O's have a great record, but because our projections have them as a heavier favorite. And again, wise guys, they don't care what the public's doing. They don't even look at percentages. They trust their own numbers. It's data-driven bettors like me and people who follow data-driven betting that really pay attention to, you know, bets and dollars and where the public is and where the sharps are at, because it gives a puzzle piece to each part of the story here. But anyway, one great system match here for Baltimore. If you look at home favorites off a win, receiving 10 cents of steam or more. So you're at home, you get the last at bat, you're off a win, you got some momentum, and the market's moving in your direction. Those teams are 62-28 this year. That is a 69% win rate with a 10% ROI, one of my best system matches this year. Again, it would be that home favorite off a win, getting 10 cents of steam or more. And the Orioles in the spot, they've been very profitable. They're actually the best team in baseball when it comes to being a favorite. As a favorite, the O's are 19-3 this year. They're 12-5 against lefties, and they're 15-7 at home. And by the way, in Tyler Wells' 8 starts this year, the Orioles are 6-2. So I'm going to keep riding Baltimore here. I bet them every game this series. I'm not going to change it now. Got a good sharp move here on a getaway day, or last game of the series here. Early matchup. It'll be nice to start the day with a winner. I'm going Orioles with a good steam move, good sharp system match. Give me the O's at minus 150 to start the day, 12:35 p.m. Eastern time at Camden Yards.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's look toward another early matchup here in Major League Baseball. 1:10 p.m. Eastern time, the Tampa Bay Rays playing the New York Mets. Interleague matchup. We currently have Tampa listed as a very short, minus 108, minus 110 road favorite. It's kind of a pick 'em number here. The Mets are around a plus 100 or minus 105 dog. The total in this game is 8.5. Now, this is the rubber match of a three-game series. Tampa Bay, who's 32-12, best record in baseball, they won the opener 8-5. Cashing as a plus 140 road dog. Meanwhile, the Mets, they've been a disappointment so far. Spent a lot of money from Steve Cohen's wallet. They really haven't had much to show for it. They're 21-23, although they did have a huge comeback win yesterday, 8-7. They were minus 125 home favorite. Pete Alonso hit a walk-off. I think it was a three-run homer there in the bottom of the 10th to give them a very electric win, which they really needed. So for today's rubber match, we have Taj Bradley going for Tampa Bay, the young righty, who's 3-0 with a 3.52 ERA. He'll be opposed by righty Tyler Megill, who's 4-2 with a 4.02 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I like this kind of dog-to-fave line move toward Tampa. I also like the value of the price of the number, basically a pick 'em on the best team in baseball here. So from a data-driven perspective, number one, we have a dog-to-fave flip. This game opened New York Mets, listed as around a minus 110 home favorite. And now we're flipping to Tampa Bay around a minus 110 road favorite. So it's not a huge move. You can basically say it's a pick 'em game. It's kind of stayed a pick 'em game. But if you really look between the lines, look at each little line move, you're kind of showing liability movement really toward Tampa Bay here. So Tampa Bay would have value as an interleague favorite. Interleague favorites here, lack of familiarity benefiting, quote unquote, the better team. They would also be, in particular, a road interleague favorite. That's been the best spot here to back an interleague favorite. You have that edge based on lack of familiarity, but also, you know, public kind of overvalues home field. It's real, but it's not as important as they think. It's kind of like NFL. It's no longer 3 points home field. You know, it's probably more like 1.5 or 2 points, depending on the stadium. But if you're on a road team, it's kind of a way to go contrarian a little bit and still take that that interleague favorite. So interleague favorites on the road this year, they are 41-24, 63%. With a 7% ROI. So it'll also be a system match here, a road favorite off a loss, who made the playoffs last year. Those teams are 41-30, 58% this year, and a non-division road favorite, 102-67, 60% with a 3% ROI. So quite a few matches here on Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay in the spot, 29-9 as a favorite. They're 26-10 against righties, and they're 13-9 on the road. So they've done well as a favorite against the righty and on the road. What are they today? A favorite against the righty on the road. Meanwhile, the Mets had that huge walk-off last night, which they needed, but they're still just 7-15 in their last 22 games. They've really struggled here. And in terms of just, you know, also an advantage at the plate, I should say, Tampa Bay is hitting 275 versus 240 for the New York Mets. They have a team ERA of 3.38 versus 4.78. And I expect the Rays to bounce back here after a really bad blown save. They had multiple leads yesterday. Tough break if you had Tampa Bay. Look at it the other way. One man's trash is another man's treasure. If you had the Mets, that was like the most electric win you're ever going to see last night. But the value of the number, to me, that's another thing. Like, you know, Tampa Bay in the spot, the best team in baseball. By the way, you bet $100 in every Rays game. You're up almost $1,000 this year. Now you're giving me Tampa, you know, at pretty much a pick'em. You know, they're not getting 80% of bets, laying a minus 200. It's a pretty good pick'em price here on the best team in baseball. So from a value standpoint, Rays look like they have a ton of value. Great team at a low number. And then also the betting market is moving toward Tampa with a very kind of hidden or secretive or very tiny, you know, unheralded dog to fave line move with a lot of system matches. So I'm going to go Tampa. I got Tampa at minus 108. Shop around. You might be able to find a minus 108, minus 107. A lot of books are at minus 110, though. And then also keep an eye on the total here. We've had two overs so far this series. And today, kind of more of the same. The total open at 8.5. It's over. 8.5 over at minus 115, minus 120, looking like it might go to 9. And currently you have 71% of bets, 86% of money on the over. So a lot of respected money here, public, but also sharp action on the over. That's a plus 15% smart money discrepancy to the over. And Tampa is 25-16-3 to the over, one of the better over teams this year in baseball. And by the way, at Citi Field, it's going to be about 60 degrees, not a very hot day, but the wind is blowing out to dead center at 10 miles per hour. So anytime the wind's blowing out to center, always a good sign there for an over. You know, a warning track fly ball might get pushed into a first row home run. So a little bit of over, 8 over minus 115, minus 120 liability. But I'm going Tampa Bay here. I can't pass up the best team in baseball at a minus 108, minus 110 price here. So give me the Rays at a short number, 1:10 p.m. Eastern time today at Citi Field. NBA and NHL postseason play is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple. I'm officially on a couple early games here in Major League Baseball. One thing I love about Thursdays, you don't get as many games, but you get the day games, the early games, which is always nice to wake up and start sweating. And I am jealous of all you on the West Coast, where you know, my early game today, the Orioles, minus 150, that's my first play. That's a 12:35 game. What is that, a 9:35 or 9:35 Eastern time? Like, you can have your breakfast and watch a baseball game on the West Coast, and all you guys get NFL starting at, what is it, you know, 10 a.m. So it's always nice when I get to visit the West Coast and get jealous of all your time zones when it comes to sweating on sports. But anyway, I'm on the Baltimore Orioles here. I like the pitching advantage. Wells over Anderson. We've seen a steam move toward Baltimore. Good system match there with that home fave off a win, getting 10 cents of steam or more, 69% this year. And again, O's 19-3 as a favorite. Best team in baseball when they're favored coming through for you. So I'm on the O's at minus 150. And then just mentioned the Tampa Bay Rays, got the Rays at minus 108, kind of a dog to fave line move here. I think you might get a good bounce back performance after they are kind of upset of blowing that lead last night, and the value of the play, you know, best team in baseball at a really low number. So I'm on the Rays at minus 108. And then last play for you, this is a nightcap here. We're going to Busch Stadium here. This is a big matchup in the NL between the Dodgers and the Cardinals. It's your last game of the night. It is a 7:45 p.m. Eastern time matchup. And I'm going to go with the LA Dodgers in this one. Give me the Dodgers. Got the Dodgers at minus 145. A lot of books are at minus 150 now. A little kind of background here. Let's take a step back. This is the opening game of a four-game series. Dodgers, who kind of struggled a little bit early, they've gotten red hot. They're back to being the Dodgers. They're 28-16 overall, and they're 15-3 over their last 18 games. They just took 2 of 3 at home against the Twins. They won yesterday 7-3 as a minus 135 home favorite. Meanwhile, Cardinals, they've also struggled and they're starting to play better now. They're 18-26, still losing record, but they're 8-2 over the last 10 games. They just took 2-3 at home against the Brewers. They blanked the Brewers 3-0 yesterday as a minus 115 home favorite. So in tonight's series opener, big reason why I'm going with the Dodgers, I think there's an advantage on the bump with the Dodgers starter here. Julio Urias, the lefty, 5-3 with a 3.61 ERA. He's going up against the ageless wonder, the righty veteran, Adam Wainwright, who's 0-0 with a 7.20 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, respect to money going with the Dodgers, which is why I want to go Dodgers. Dodgers opened as a very short minus 135 road favorite. They've now been bet up to minus 145, minus 150. So this line continues to rise here in favor of LA. Dodgers are getting 72% of bets, but almost 80% of the money, telling us those bigger, sharper wagers here are going with the Dodgers. Also, system match-wise, non-division road favorites, they are 102-67 this year, 60% with a 3% ROI. And then also a non-division favorite off a win. A little momentum here in a non-division matchup, that lack of familiarity benefiting the better team. Those teams are 153-88, 63%, with a 4% ROI. By the way, my allergies continue to kill me. I apologize if it sounds a little bit stuffy there, like a third grader there trying to blow his nose. We all remember those days. Well, I continue to have those days when the allergy season crushes me in the spring in Massachusetts. But anyway, Dodgers are 26-14 as a favorite. They're 20-10 against righties, and they're 11-9 on the road. They are a favorite against the righty on the road today, matching all those angles. And then also, you look at Urias in particular. St. Louis, 7-11 as a dog, 5-6 against lefties, 8-14 at home. So all losing angles. And Urias in particular, guy's been fantastic. He's only 26 years old, but he has a 2.29 ERA in 3 May starts. The Dodgers are 3-0 in those games. Also, the Dodgers have played St. Louis earlier this year. That was a series, I believe, in LA, and they swept that series. They won all 3 games, going 3-0. I'd also mention a little bit of over money here. Total open at 8.5. It's juiced up over. Minus 120, looks like it might be rising up to 9. Anytime you do see a 9, though, you do see some buyback, bring it back down. So to me, betting totals in baseball, it's always kind of a difficult situation. Unless there's a glaring edge, like, wind blowing out, hot, humid, 50% bets, 80% money, bad pitching matchup, totals, 8.5, juiced up over like it's going to 9. Like those situations that scream to me over, I'll make a bet or flip it, windy under or something like that. But totals can be difficult. I'm just going money line here. Give me the Dodgers. Got the Dodgers at minus 145. Now you're looking at them around minus 150-ish. So I'm going Dodgers, going Tampa Bay, and going Baltimore today in a big day of MLB. Again, quality, not quantity. Only 6 games. There's actually a couple other games I'm monitoring for the Market Insights pod later today around 3 o'clock. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, May 18th. Reminder, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Wake up every morning to great sports betting coverage, letting you know the big games that day you need to know about. And then, of course, in particular, what's going on at VSiN. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. Boom, you'll wake up every day to our newsletter. And then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, we'd love for you to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You can sign up only $9.99 for your first month of service. You'll get every single best bet pick from all the guests and hosts at VSiN, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, and of course those great DraftKings percentages letting you know bets and dollars, where the public's at, where the sharps are at for every game. And then of course, follow us on Twitter, support us on social media. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thursday. I'm excited to join Sharp Money later today with my buddy Patrick Maher at 4 o'clock. I am monitoring this big Lakers-Nuggets game, 8:30 game tonight. I'm kind of waiting on some late movement. So I might have a play here on the Nuggets-Lakers, as well as we have Final Four in the NHL, Florida-Carolina. Also keeping an eye on a play there as well. So check out the Market Insights pod around 3 o'clock for some additional sweats on a big thirsty Thursday. But enjoy the day, guys. Good luck. And hopefully, as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, you can cash some tickets today, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great day.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.